The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is December the 3rd, 2015. It is a Thursday, and I want to just welcome you all to the show and thank you all for listening. And, of course, before we get started, I want to just say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programming that are brought here by this network, and continue to support Black businesses, continue to support our community, continue to support our agenda. Because in so many instances in the past, we have lost our outlets to media, our outlets to different vehicles that could really bring about a meaningful change or a real cohesive direction for our people. And we've lost them because of lack of support by the people. And this is something that must stop. All of the listeners that are here at Black Talk Radio Network, you are the ones that support this. And so we would just ask that you will continue to expand the network, because the actual needs and the capabilities of the broadcasting here at Black Talk Radio Network can really grow and do much, much more with your help and your assistance. If you can make monetary donations, and also spread the word about Black Talk Radio Network, and also support it in all of the efforts and everything that's being done here by these programs and by this station, because this is some of the last vestiges of truth that is still left, and we need the truth to be told so that we can formulate our own reaction and our own design agenda for that. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Also support and check out Tando Radio Show, T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook. We have some of the articles that we have posted there, and we have just different things that are there that is for you and for you to check out and for you to be made aware of. That Facebook page is really, really growing. I want to thank you all for that, because it's because of you. And I would also please tell someone about it, and definitely, while you stop by, check out the article, hit it with a like, and share some of the information if you think it's so deemed that it needs to be shared. So just want to thank you with that. So before we get going today, also, a couple of great things that are here on Tando Radio Show. There is a Black-owned business that you all definitely need to know about and actually integrate into your everyday lives, is a seasoning by a small business, Black-owned family, that has a seasoning that they have. It's a great, great seasoning. I've used it myself. Really, really good. It's called Uncle Fat's Seasoning. And you can actually acquire Uncle Fat's by emailing them at getunclefats@gmail.com. That's getunclefats@gmail.com. Really, really good stuff. And right now, during the season that we're in right now, they have a special while supplies last. So just give them a call and contact them. Sorry, not give them a call. Actually, you can email them, and they will send you all of the information. This, believe me, you will be happy that you've gotten this all-natural product that your body actually needs, and is great for any and everything that you put it on, from popcorn to your everyday food. And I bet you can even put Uncle Fat's on ice cream and make it better. I'm serious. The stuff is really, really good. I would only endorse it if I actually used it and enjoyed it. And everyone that I've given it to, they actually enjoyed it too. So definitely go to getunclefats@gmail.com and check out the special that they have during this season, and something that you want to incorporate, and you will be supporting a Black-owned business. So posted it there. We'll repost it again. Great, great stuff. Now, also, jump into some of the articles really quick today. And then I believe we have Brother Davis that's on, but I'm going to jump into this real quick. But I know that Brother Davis wants to say something to us. Of course, this is our daggone show. And, you know, there are some people that have been extremely instrumental in the development of it all, from Scotty to Cece to the Davises, Team Davis, Erica and Richard and Jerry and a lot of, you know, Brother Braggs is a huge, huge part of this radio program. And so when they have some things that they want to do, believe me, this is the medium and this is the form that I would love to give them to. And Brother Davis has some really, really, really good stuff for you all. So, but before we go to Brother Davis, let me just give you some of the articles that was posted today that I thought wanted you to know. We're going to go through some of them quick because one is really, really, really important. Okay. This is actually a YouTube video of when Christine Lagarde actually made the announcement on Monday about the Renminbi being included into the SDR basket of currency. And check out that video. It's a very short video, very, very telling in so many ways. One, she's wearing big red earrings with her scarf. Scarf is undertoned in red. And her skirt is actually red, and she's dressed in red. And that is a very significant sign to me, because it's giving off a message that, and when you hear what she's saying, and we will definitely touch on this on another show, the importance of it. We're going to go back to this, and we're going to dissect this, because what they're basically saying, that there is a new economic paradigm that is being established as we speak. And it is very, very important, and it is incumbent upon you to know this before it happens and to position yourself accordingly for it. So this is something that we really definitely need to check out, and we definitely will spend some time with this, dissecting this, and giving you some of the information about what our interpretation is, what my interpretation is of it all. And I would love to hear from you guys on what some of your interpretations of it is. Also, the GCHQ headquarters, which is like the NSA for Britain, admitted to hacking computers worldwide. And so this is another thing where they tell you before they do it. They've actually told you that they are some of the hackers. And so when they talk about hacking of major banks and major retail stores and different government agencies, you know, there was a huge hacking incident where every person pretty much that works for the federal government was compromised, and they sent them a notification and everything else. And then they told them that they could sign up for a identity protection program, really, identity protection program after you've been hacked. So it doesn't matter which your system, what would happen to your identity protection program before the hacking? Well, this is because this is just how they continue to play this. These hackers, believe me, are well funded by some of the same individuals that are saying that they are trying to protect you from them. This is how this overall paradigm of control continues to expand and grow throughout the world, because people are actually being misled by the very criminals that are saying that they are there to protect them. So check out that article. Very, very important. Next one. Yesterday, there was the Russian announcement of how Turkey was involved in the ICE, selling ISIS oil. And then now there's also going to be further information disclosing how they were actually funded by some of the NATO nations, the U.S. being one, probably going to come out in the near future. And I don't think it was a coincidence that it was overshadowed by other events from yesterday, some false, you know, some events that are very questionable from yesterday. same routine. They will always go back to the same MO and just get them, you know, just make them bigger and bigger until their design purpose is made. I don't want to spend too much time on that because I don't want to give energy to a lot of these overzealous lies that are actually dangerous against the overall people themselves. So, but believe me, I believe that there was no coincidence because of some of the things that have happened. This week was a very huge week, and some big milestones were erected and have come forth. And believe me, there was some control and some damage control that was going on because of that. So check out that article where Turkey, where the Russian president says that Turkey is not going to get away with what they did 2 weeks ago or a week ago on Tuesday, shooting down the Russian bomber. Also, Russia says that the U.S. is violating the nuke control treaty because of they're actually putting MK-41 missiles on their ships. So this whole war paradigm is speeding up very, very fast. And so before you know it, one day you're going to wake up and there's going to be breaking news that a major military incident has happened. And how it's going to play out is going to further deteriorate. One side will take some major hit, and I wouldn't be surprised if that first major hit would be on the U.S. side on a carrier base, where a carrier is critically disabled or even sunk. Excuse me. So, because the capability is definitely there. So, check that article out. Next is an article. I don't want to spend too much time on this one. Ever wonder why the most mass shootings have ever happened under Obama? It's a pretty good video posted there. Check this out. Hear that person's opinion. Next one, Texas sues to block Syrian refugees from entering into Texas. Believe me, as this thing continues to tread and trend in the direction that it is, there are going to be states that are going to start to secede from the union. And the first one that I believe will be Texas, will be the first to actually succeed or start the secession process. And so that is definitely on the table. Another article, this comes from Natural Blaze, death from medical mistakes and corruption in the health industry. Very good article there. Check that one out. And we know why that is happening, because it's another form of organ harvesting that's happening there. So, but check that out and give that a good read and share it if you like. But the one thing that I really wanted to talk about really quickly here is Defense Secretary Carter to open all combat jobs to women in history, historic change. Knew this was happening back when they wanted to. It was 2 years ago when Pineda was the defense secretary, and just before he left, he resigned. There was a big effort where they wanted to allow to promote women to command staff positions. And everyone says, oh, this is a great civil rights move. You know, this, you know, women should have equal opportunity and everything else. Of course, we all believe in opportunity. But the bad thing is that the same people that you want opportunity from are the ones that's actually taking your freedoms from you by force. They're robbing you of your free will. They're robbing you, well, not of your free will, but they're robbing you of your pursuit of happiness, your prosperity opportunities. They are actually by force taking away your ability to be free and independent. And they do it by various means. And one of the means that when this first came out, that a lot of people was overlooking, they didn't realize that if women were now able to command line troops in combat arenas, that means that women now can be in combat, and then now women can be drafted into any declared war in the future. There's been a progression to that in the past 20 years, and this is something that has always been on the forefront. Let me tell you something. This has nothing to do with the ability of opportunity for women. This has everything to do for the mass depopulation of the earth, and particularly within our community, because there's so many of our children and our daughters that will be in the military, and they will be on the front lines in a combat zone with a formidable foe being the BRIC nation. And the casualties that will be coming out of that will be vast. And this is a move to them actually drafting our daughters. And I don't know about you, but there is no war worth my daughter or our daughters being drafted into combat for the very same organizations and mentality and psychology of control and manipulation that has historically have murdered our people and taken away the ability for them to live a free and independent life. You may buy it. And let me tell you something about this beast. This beast will have you go fight for them and send you back broken mentally and physically and not do anything for you at all. They have these elaborate military ceremonies to cause you to think something on the lines of patriotism when there is no such thing.
Brother Dave, if I may chime in right quick on that.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
This move started when I was in the military in the late 80s and early 90s, when females were given combat aviation jobs, you know, to Cobras, you know, the attack helicopters and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I remember because it was a big deal made about the first woman to engage in, you know, combat theater through that Cobra attack helicopter. So that started back in, late 80s, early 90s. I remember that because I was in the Gulf War at the time. And also to illustrate your point about they will do nothing for you and you will come back broken and whatnot. Well, look at all the homeless veterans. All right.
Yeah.
And then you got 1 million vets in prison right now. And most of these, I estimated about 500,000 of them are in there over nonviolent victimless drug crimes because they was trying to treat their PTSD with drugs.
Right.
So.
Right.
Just wanted to illustrate your point about we already see this happening.
Right, and they were given these drugs because of the injuries that they sustained and because the post-traumatic stress disorder. And then also there is a high suicide rate of 22 per day. 22 per day. And some people are, man, if we don't wake up, let me tell you, if we're in such a state where our eyes are open and we can't see, our ears can hear, but we can't comprehend, and our mouths are moving, but they're not speaking any words of life. They're only giving into the destructive path that's been laid out by those that have been historically ruling over you for your demise. Ways and means, your way of life provides for their means of life. And this is something that everyone should be standing up against and saying, no, there is no way that we will engage in this type of mentality. Let me tell you this. The evidence is already there that they established ISIS, that they established all of these terrorist organizations and funded them. If you funded them, that means you are them. You are them. And until we understand and look at these fraternal order governments as who they really are, then this whole process will continue. Now, they may appear to be benevolent, but they have a real design, plan, and agenda to take from you everything that you have and only allow you to live within the confines of their choices. And that is something that's unacceptable. And drafting daughters into this next war, let me tell you, because of the last Iraq war and the Afghanistan war, the U.S. military is overextended completely. So now what they have to do, they have to draw in everybody. And they've started, like Scotty said, in the 80s, but they started with movies. And when I was in the military in the 80s, late 80s, and got out in 90, Scotty's absolutely right. They were starting to move women into combat roles because of them. And this isn't a chauvinist statement by me. This has everything to do with, if you have a land, it should be defended by your men. And it's because your prize of your land is your culture, and your culture is seated in your women. So, so important. And let me tell you, we can lose men, but when we start losing our women, we become a barren and go into quick extinction. It doesn't take long. This is nothing more than an extension of the depopulation. This is an extinction plan. So this is an extinction level event by them drafting daughters. And this is what they're going to do. This is totally what is reading between the lines. So this isn't something that I will ever, ever, ever lay down to from any form at all. Hell no. So this is a stand that I'm taking. Whatever stand it is for you that you would take, you take it. But however you feel about your daughter is your business. But they can have yours. They're not going to have mine. So this is an approach that we all should be taking. So I don't want to, we'll have a show on this at the appropriate time. But what I want to do is I want to go to Brother Davis real quick before we start the show. Brother Davis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. Can you hear me?
Hey, Brother Davis, how you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, man. I mean, I'm sitting here, I was listening to Scotty earlier, and I tell you, that brother is a business school.
Brother Davis, we missed you. Your phone went out. I think we lost Brother Davis. Brother Davis, give us a call back when you can. We lost you. Okay. So, all right, everyone. Well, what we're going to do is Brother Davis, we'll bring Brother Davis back on once he gets in this reception. But what we want to do is we want to start today's show, and then we'll catch Brother Davis at the end of the show. But today's show, very, very important show. Today's show is going to be about the secret society and how it has been developed, how it's been put together, and what some of it means. Now, this is a very long video that we have, so we're going to break it up. It's like a two-hour video, but the information in this is so important that we understand what exactly has been going on. And we're going to come back after the video, and I'm going to post the video inside of Tando. I missed yesterday's. I didn't forget. I will put yesterday's up because they're very, very important. And wouldn't you know, I put it up and it was taken down. So let me put it inside of Tando and then it was taken down. So let me put it back up. Hopefully it will stay up. Never fails. This has happened a couple of times, but hey, oh, that's all right. We continue to move. But today's show is going to be about the Moors, the KKK, and the secret societies. Very, very well done and put together. And then we need to really start talking about these things, because these things are really here and have real influence over our lives. So I don't want to talk too much about it, because we'll talk about it after the video. So listen to this very, very important video, and then when we come back, we'll have an open line to actually discuss it. Need to hear from you. Give us a call at 641 is the area code, 715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And when we come back, we'll definitely take your calls. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the video.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
This is Bobby Hennis from Atlanta.
My makeup woman.
Today, Bobby is going to be talking with us on the the Ku Klux Klan. Bobby, welcome to our
show. Yes, thank you. Always great to be in the great center of consciousness, New York, where we would say that basically Afrocentric consciousness started, not just in the late 80s, but also going all the way back to the Harlem History Club and all the way back to the 20s, for what I hear, maybe in the early teens. So it's always great to be here. And also at Transatlantic Productions to take my place in the library or the archives of so many thousands of Africans, ancient gods, if you want to put it, that has been recorded throughout the years here at Transatlantic Productions, with the guru of film and audio and all, Minister Clemson Brown, the Minister of Information.
I like that name. I think I would adopt that.
That's right.
Okay, so Bobby, yeah. What are you going to talk about today?
Well, basically, I'm going to go into the history of the Klan, but in order to put that in context, we have to give you the history of modern-day secret societies all together.
Now, are you saying that the Klan is a secret society?
It's a very advanced secret society. That's the reason why we can't draw the parallel, because we always have these rednecks etched in our minds. And as a result, we don't understand that the secret society has its origin in the Morris system. As a matter of fact, the actual outfits that the Klan wear, I'm not talking about the ones where you see somebody cut some holes in some sheets, but I'm talking about the real Grandmaster outfits and the ones that's really done up with, you know, with the actual cross and the robe with the cape and the pine cone hat. That's all Egyptian initiation outfits brought up into Europe by the Moors. And so in order to give you a history of that and a history of what the Klan is, as well as a history of basically how they operate, now we have to give you the general history of modern day Masonic organizations, as well as a prehistory or a little bit of history on some other aspects of the Moors and how this whole thing came about as far as how it started. So we need to go into some of that too. So I'm ready when you are.
Let's go, bud.
Okay. In order to do this, we need to understand a little more about the Moors and the concept and that basically what was the divine plan. The Moors are nothing but a consortium of Kamite Egyptians, for the people that don't know what Kamite mean, or Kemet, are Kamite, or Egyptian priesthood, mainly the temple of Kom Ombo in Egypt, or Kemet, the temple of Isis, or Aset, the last temple of Isis, which was one of the last temples to be closed at Philae, as well as other Sufi orders in Arabia that have their origin in what is called Kushite Arabia, in which Moorish institution. And they set up those particular things in those particular societies. So what are some of the sciences that basically the Moors brought? Well, we know of all the learning and all the stuff that the Afrocentric movement told you, all of the stuff that the Moors brought, but let's get into some of the esoteric traditions. Basically, when you go in those New Age stores and all that stuff that they got, the New Age stores is dealing with, is nothing but the all of the stuff that they basically conserved from the Moorish science of all of the stuff that secret societies had. And when you see all that stuff, they give it a new name, esoteric teachings, New Age, and all that stuff. All that is not the Moorish science that they basically became the custodians of. And not trying to fake as being white in these so-called New Age bookstores or what they call occult bookstores. You see what I'm saying? That's all that stuff is. Just put a new name on it, and you're thinking it's some white people shit. So your tarot cards, you see them, this fortune telling, the tarot? That was introduced by the Moors. From the tarot cards, you get the playing cards introduced by the Moors. You see what I'm saying? All your divination system, they got little stuff they throw down, little stones called runes, introduced by the Moors. The crystal ball. This is real deal stuff that works. Divination, introduced by the Moors. Your incense, frankincense and myrrh, all that introduced by the Moors. Gunpowder. You thought it was China. It got its root in alchemy. It has its root in alchemy, going back to chemistry, of the study of metals in and out the body. Also introduced into Europe by the Moors, as well as your fire stick, which later on was a gun that they didn't have no use for. Introduced by Moors. Spiritual music. The word music comes from the word muse.
What do you mean? They didn't have any use for the fire stick.
Well, based on their nature. You know, they didn't conceive of this thing as being a weapon or something they want to kill a people with. I guess they figured, you know, white boy picked it up after them and used it. All we know is they invented the gun, the fire stick, and didn't use it. You see, you know, and didn't use it. Music, classical music that we thought was a white, that's the Moors. Brought that up because the scales was invented in Egypt. It comes out of hermetic science and ultimately out of alchemy. It is melanin put to scale.
You're talking about
yes. The word muse is a Greek word for a component inside of the melanin. These angelic beings called muse. You get the word music. Something that inspires you. Melanin inspires you. This is all coming from the hermetic teachings or the teachings of Tahuti, because Hermes is Tahuti in Egypt, which is the teachings of alchemy, which is the study of melanin, the dark night of the soul. And so music, which is the components of what's heard in the body put to scale, is introduced into Europe by the Moors, classical music. They call Beethoven the Moor of Russia. You see, some stuff called the Greater Key of Solomon and some stuff called the Lesser Key of Solomon, which is these magical texts introduced into Europe by the Moors. One of the benefits of Moorish teaching was Nostradamus. His teacher was a Moor. There's a movie came out, Orion Pierce's Nostradamus, 1994 is when it came out. And thousands of black people that were still up in Russia up until World War II, where your boy, what's the guy from Russia? Stalin, supposed to kill 100 million Russians. How the hell are he going to kill 100 million people? If that's a number, how are you going to kill millions and millions of people, his own citizens, and they don't turn against him? They was doing ethnic cleansing and was killing leftover black Russians.
And they're doing that even now.
Exactly. What happened was the Cathars, which was a Gnostic, Moorish people that settled France, they settled Ireland, and they went on up into Russia and on into Bosnia. And from 1991 to 96, they killed off that black element in Bosnia of the leftover Cathars. The Cathars of these Moors first also settled Ireland. So when they said it, what's his name, ran the snakes out of Ireland, he was running the snake people out of Ireland, St. Patrick's, the Moors. They settled Ireland. The river dance, you see that river dance they doing? The Irish people doing that river dance? That's black. You'll see African tribes will do a dance with their legs are moving and their bodies standing straight, their torso straight. It's the same as the river dance. They found a cross in a Celtic cross So they talk about, you hear these white people talking about, see, you go to the esoteric stores, you hear Celtic, you hear the Celtic. Celtic is another damn name for Moors. That's just the, after the Moors trained these people, they became the Celtics. These were the early people who benefited from Moor civilization. You see what I'm saying? So Celtic. St. Patrick's Day was put in and was also upheld by the Moors, both in the Irish Catholicism, to cover up the fact of the Moors that was there at that time. You see. In Scotland, your bagpipes and that those robes they wore, you know, your little kilt, what you call it? What's that called, a kilt? Kilt, that ain't nothing but the Egyptian robe, redone in the fabric of the land. The bagpipes and all of that. There's a cross, Celtic cross with the name on it, Bismillah, which means Allah. All of this brought up by the Moors. Your King Arthur's and the Round Table story. Your King Arthur and your Round Table story. What first introduced into Spain. You want to stop and let him set up? Or?
Okay, when I drop my hands, I'm going to be ready.
Also, the Moors also instituted the King Arthur and the Round Table. This all came out of Ireland. Then when Britain took over Ireland, the Camelot became Britain. But before, when it was in Ireland, it was supposed to be a new city at the ends of the earth. We'll get into that, which is supposed to be America. It only became Britain after. Get your movie Excalibur to try to get Excalibur, 1998, 1981, to try to get a synopsis on the King Arthur's court and the Holy Grail thing. Get the movie Excalibur, 1981, to try to learn about what the King Arthur's court is. Your Grail is supposed to be this mystical cup. It's supposed to bring magical healing as well as a form of the Christ energy. All of that stuff introduced into Europe by the Moors, mainly into Ireland by the Moors. So the Irish, the original Irish, which was a lot of black people, was also settled there by the Moors. You can get the movie Secrets of Rowan Ish. Secrets of Rowan Ish, and when they talk about the black seal, that's the Moors also. They'll talk about a black seal, that's also the Moors. Your Hermetic text that I talked about was introduced into the, which is called the Corpus Hermeticus, which is basically the basis of European knowledge, which they accepted the Corpus Hermeticus to give you the byproducts of some other greater mysticism is introduced by the Moors. Your Nookian magic, you'll see, is supposed to be this magic that was supposed to be hooked up by a guy by the name of John Dee, which is supposed to be Queen, Elizabeth, a soothsayer, a magician, and he supposedly got contacted by these Enochian entities and gave him this system of magic where in actuality he had full run of the library of the British Museum, which became one of the main custodians of all this leftover stuff from the Moors. And by him having full reign, he just went in there and just translated texts. Anytime you see some stuff in these metaphysical bookstores where they have these old ancient texts, like the Greater Key of Solomon, and they'll say, well, these texts just mysteriously showed up in here, that means that they were from the Moors. There's some stuff called the Magic of Abra Marilyn Mays, a book called The Magic of Abra Marilyn Mays. You ever get into that little book on the magic of Abra Marilyn Mays, you will find all of the stuff that's in that book is more science. Numerology, astrology, astronomy, your Kabbalah, your Kabbalistic text, which is Jewish mysticism. The first book of the Kabbalah is the Zohar, Sefer Yetzirah, Sefer Behar. These particular books came out of Moorish Spain. The first book came out of Spain. But how did they get in Spain? They talk about the Spanish Jews. Good book on this. Moorish Science picks up a book called People of the Secret by Ernest Scott. And that book you talk about the Sufis. He won't say the Moors, but he'll also say the Sufis in Spain. He's the master of the English language. Mm-hmm. You'll see it up in there. Mm-hmm. But he also goes in the book and says Sufi, Suf, means woolly-haired one. But Camelot, the word Camelot, comes from the word Pam, Egypt, Lot. It means the new state of Egypt, which would also be America. Get all that in there. Also, you can find out about America being broken down and being the new state of Kenneth, Washington, D.C., and all the other cities in America bear witness to that on the Masonic architecture. Mammy P. Hall wrote a book, The Secret Destiny of America. A new book called Return of the Ancient Serpent of Wisdom, which is literally the Kundalini energy, but at the end of the book he talks about the new destiny where this ancient serpent of wisdom is supposed to end up in America, which is talking about black people. All of these texts, the Book of Enoch, the Ethiopian Book of Enoch, brought to Europe by the Moors, which predates the Old Testament and was not put in the Old Testament because it's coming from Ethiopia. The Slavic Book of Enoch. How did Slavs get a Book of Enoch? Because all that's Moorish science. You see. Turkey was a Moorish province. Then all of a sudden Turkey gets hit with a damn earthquake. But then again, we all know that based on the Hawk Project, and the white boy got the type of science to create earthquakes, hurricanes and storms, tornadoes and all that. You see? All of that, coming from ancient, Moor science. Your Jews, the white Jews, introduced in the Moors or converted into Judaism by the Moors, given the Torah and given the other highest text, which is your Kabbalah. Mm-hmm. All that Moorish science. Mm-hmm. The Kabbalah comes from the temple of Komombo in Egypt, where they got the Pharaoh holding up the same tree of life that the Jews stated is supposed to be Jewish mysticism. On the temple wall, they got them holding up that same tree of life, the temple of Komombo in Egypt. The plan of the Lord was to civilize a semi-barbaric people, or make a people that is halfway civilized, so we can be the benefit of this particular information. Once we come and get set up in America, which is also prophesied in the Greek story, Jason and the Argonauts, which this story, the guy Apollonius was the curator or the director of the Library of Alexandria. Then all of a sudden this story, Jason and the Argonauts, when he takes the best of the Africans, put them in a boat to sail to the ends of the earth and a land called Copper, mm-hmm. to get the golden fleece. Mm-hmm. which is a lamb's wool in Christ with the lamb's wool, a woolen fleece. It's called the woolen fleece or the golden fleece. And when you translate all that, it means melon. And it also means the Christ. So shall the sun, as the sun rises in the east, so shall the Son of Man rise in the west, which is the Christ. The Son of Man is the Son in man. The hidden Son, or the black Son, which is the manifestation or the crystallization of melon in a people in the west. The Hermetic text, which is the prophetic text, that is assigned to Asclepius. And Asclepius, as you know, is the god Kahuna. No, excuse me. Asclepius is the god and the physician, Imhotep. And Imhotep, as you know, is Asclepius, who as Asclepius. In the Hermetic text, they got a whole sermon, the perfect sermon of Asclepius. And in there is the prophecy of how we were going to go into slavery. How Egypt, which is the temple of all the gods, will become one big graveyard. And how the pious man, which is righteous man, would be looked on as impious. And how the impious man, which is the wicked man, will be considered pious, righteous. And how the weak man will be considered strong, and the strong man will be considered weak. And how everybody would look up to the wicked man will be considered noble. And how the righteous and pious man will be treated like a common criminal. And all these people in this faraway land will look like Egyptians. They will have the mind of another race.
Now that's all in the
Bible. That's all in the Bible. Imhotep starts crying. He said, well, we ever get up out of this? And Tahuti, who is the person that Imhotep is divining to, giving him this spiritual knowledge, say, yeah, my God will be established. He said, where? He said, there will be a land that's not established yet, that all nations will speed towards in all types of transportation to get there. And in that land, there will be an extremity or an appendix or an annex of Egyptians that will be in that land. And they will establish Maya.
Now, Bobby, just for clarification, the text that this prophecy in again.
Yes. I give you three versions of it.
Okay.
One, same perfect sermon of Asclepius in Walter Scott's book, Hermetica.
Okay.
The other book, which you might be hard to get because it's by Shambhala Press, but you still probably can get it in 1992, it came out again from the 1930s. The other one, new book, is by Copenhagen. Another Hermetica, which has the perfect sermon of Asclepius in it, which you can get. The other book is three volumes, Thrice Great Hermes, 1907 by D.R.S. Moody, which has the perfect sermon in it. Another version, which might be out of print, no, you can get it from Kessinger's Press now. So it's in print, the Kessinger Out of Print book company, you can get it. Another one is Anna Tainsford and Maitland's book, The Virgin of the World. It's also in there. But the one that you can more readily get is the Nag Hammadi Library, which was dug up in 1945, because the portion of the Corpus Hermeticus is in the back of the book, and that perfect sermon of Asclepius is in the back of the Nag Hammadi Library, translated by James Robinson.
Now, the original text was an Egyptian text. That came with
the original. The original one, we don't have the hieroglyphic version because, you know, the Library of Alexandria was burnt.
Okay.
But we do have the translated version in the Greek and Latin.
that was translated out of the Library of Alexandria. That's the text I'm telling you about. The Hebraic text.
All right.
So there's more than enough stuff. The ones that you can get right offhand, you might have to order the Copenhagen book, which is the Hebraic text, which is probably the latest retranslation of the modern stuff. But also you can get the Mag Halley Library, which is all the original sayings of Jesus, or the Christ, let's put it that way, that in. But a part of that Mag Halley Library is that same Hebraic text. It's in there. He said, my eye will be established. And but if you go back and get, I told you there was a guy by the name of Theodore P. Ford, wrote a book called God Deals in Israel. And he explained how when the Arabs, the last invasion of Egypt, of Kemet, when the Arabs invaded, a lot of your Egyptians went to West Africa. And when they went to West Africa, when the slave trade started years later, the first people that the African kings gave up were the Egyptians, who were homeless. Living in West Africa, their empire was destroyed or taken over by the Arabs. So two versions of this. Number one, they gave them up because if you are an African king, you gotta look out for your own people. So therefore, you give up the scrubs to homeless, because you are obligated to look out for your own people. The other version is that these people came and they were very advanced in their culture, their dress, very sophisticated. And at this particular time, some of the Africans had deteriorated and they were jealous of the Egyptians. So when the slave trade came, they went looking for the Egyptians and gave them up to the doggone slave trade. This book was put out in 1939, God Builds the Negro, and by it being accurate, well, how do you tell things were accurate? You can tell by the actions of the government. The United States government came in after 2 years and confiscated all the books. Got rid of it.
Did anybody get a copy of any book?
Fortunately, a few people in Chicago ended up with a few copies of the book. And as a result, this spring, I received a copy of the book and a copy, the photocopy, was in perfect preserved condition, just like the original book, and that's spiritual. So I have a copy of it. Now, since Brother Azariah has means of getting stuff printed, I'll just send him up a copy.
Okay.
And he can get a copy of the actual book. But anyway, it proves that the original people who came to the West as slaves were these Egyptians. Because you know, part of the Negroes that the white boy got to counter the Afrocentric movement was saying, why do you all call yourself Egyptians? You all are West Africans. But now this is the proof that part of a great deal of the people that the Africans were giving up, they gave up the Canaanites. Which also proves why there's a stele of Akhenaten found in Oklahoma in the 1930s. No, excuse me, found in the 1800s. Before they even knew. Whenever they found this stele, they didn't even know Akhenaten existed. But they found it in Oklahoma. That's documented in Ike the Ultimate Disaster by Richard Newman in his book. So they found this stella of hieroglyphics of Akhenaten hymns in 1800s in Oklahoma, as well as they found a group of Egyptians, a Native American speaking Egyptian speaking and writing ancient Kemetic language over here in Maine, all documented in Richard Noon's book, Ike the Ultimate Disaster, 552,000, which is reprinted.
And he just happens to be a Mason, giving up some of his particular information. But the Rosicrucians say that the capstone of the Great Pyramid, the granite that is made of the capstone of the Great Pyramid, can only be found one place on the earth, Stone Mountain, Georgia. Which means that Confederate picture that you see on Stone Mountain, Georgia, if anybody else saw the picture of Stone Mountain, Georgia, where they got Raleigh Lee and all these Confederate things, that's not by accident. Because that particular mountain is an ancient relic that coincides with the pyramid, as well as pyramids of Giza, as well as your Rosicrucians also said that the Rosicrucians also say that the white man was an experiment and it went bad by the black man. The Rosicrucians, because a lot of your Yahoo theory documents of the creation of the white man was taken up in Europe by the Moors. And the Rosicrucians were the ones that became the custodians of those particular documents. Rudolf Steiner, who was Adolf Hitler's teacher, who was later on run out of Germany by Adolf Hitler. And a year later, all his manuscripts and stuff that he had made broke the heart of some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And they later on had to go and get all of his particular information, and they got it by a series of lectures that he put on, and they got all these particular books. But there's about 20-something books, and one book that you can't find, you gotta get some help research. Is the one on Atlantis and Lemuria, where he talks about this God of Anu took a germ and created a new race of people. Just like Arnold Muhammad said in his theology of time, that they took a germ and created a new race of people. Arnold Muhammad said in his message to the black man that the moon was separated from the earth. As for Rudolf Steiner in his book Atlantis and Lemuria. Rudolf Steiner's book, Lances and Lemuria, talking about the creation of the white boy, he was contemporary with H.G. Wells. So H.G. Wells wrote the novel part of this story, and that's where you get your Island of Dr. Moreau from, which is now re-presented in a movie in 1996, starring the master of death, actor Marlon Brando playing Yahoo. You see. But also Yaku Kur was also a Hyksos god. Translated in Donald B. Redford's book, Egypt, Canaan, and Israel, and also in a book called Bright, the guy last name is Bright, the history of Israel. The history of Israel. So the Rosicrucians is the ones that became a custodian of a lot of the Moorish documents also. The Moors set up Europe as a result to fulfill prophecy of this vision of a new land called America, which we would come and become slaves, which is a part of the alchemical process. Now let me explain this. Slavery, although how hideous it was, is prophecy being fulfilled. Give you two examples. The Jason and the Argonauts, the story, is also about a slave ship. The text coming out of Samaria called Inanna's Descent. Inanna is nothing but the goddess Isis, or Osiris. And she had to descend into the underworld, which is also descend into the deeper aspect of her own spirit. And in the descending of that spirit, she's a royal person. And she has to strip off all of her royal garments, her royal history, and become nothing
and literally died to become a new divine goddess of the universe. So in so many words, in the process of alchemy, and alchemy is the royal art of chemistry. So when you go see the movie Excalibur, Merlin, the word Merlin is Moreland, which is the more. Merlin is talking to one of King Arthur's sisters, and she said, I can see just like you, I'm a seer. She said, do you know the royal art? The royal art is alchemy. And alchemy is the study of melanin. A part of the royal art is putrefaction, illumination through putrefaction. Putrefaction means to rot, to die, to disintegrate, to degradate, degenerate, and from the degeneration of future species become new life. The phoenix rises from the ashes. So a process of slavery is a process of alchemy. After all, alchemy is taking an original substance and making something new out of it. And that's what happened to the slaves. We were originally Africans, and we were made into a new people. And as a result, like it or not, we are the ones who brought forth the ancient knowledge on the planet in the modern time. Not the Africans, although we have a few un-African contributors. It's mainly an American phenomenon, the Afrocentric movement. You see what I'm saying? The Afrocentric movement. In the movie Highlander, they talk about the Highlander, which is Scotland. It's supposed to be this immortal being. And he said, you can't die, which is also talking about us, so we can't die. We die, our souls don't die. He said, are you supposed to reincarnate, or are you supposed to be immortal until the last day? He said, until there's a land that's not established yet, this is more science. And in that land, we will have a gathering. When there's only a few of us left, we will have a gathering. And in that gathering, we will fight for the prize. The gathering they're talking about is this whole conscious movement that came about that we've been going through, and we're going through as we speak right now. All these minds gathering together to get the prize, the final solution. So so you'll find that in Highlander 1, Highlander 1, but they're all three movies. The Ouija board was produced by also a form of that particular divination system produced by the board. All your hermetic science, your Kabbalah, all forms of alchemy, the Grail mythology, forms of Gnosticism, which is esoteric Christianity, all forms of Sufism. Suf means woolly-headed one. Mm-hmm. Also, in Ernest Scott's book, he said that the Moors traveled up into Europe to introduce alchemy to the Europeans to try to somehow make a non-aberrant man. Now, what does aberrant mean? The word aberrant means abnormal, unusual, and unnatural. So they traveled to Europe somehow to make a non-abnormal man. That's the Ernest Scott book, People of the Secret. You see? And they did this by trying to use alchemy. They failed, but that's what happened. You'll also find out about the Tamahoo that I was talking about in Diop's book, African Origins of Civilization, Myth, and Reality. Mm-hmm. It's just, he left out the part of the part on where they are actually created white people at statement. But Champollion, when he translated hieroglyphics, wrote back to Champollion the Elder and gave him this particular information about this camel, this person. And he was really upset when he found the origins of what his people in the Ivory Egyptians knew his people as being these abnormal people. But it's even news that even Champollion didn't even translate the hieroglyphics. They had some black man over there translating them because they couldn't get it. And the black man just looking at it, spiritually translated, like we just, you just got niggas that come off the ghetto, and niggas just come off the farm, know how to fix the car. They didn't go to school, they just look at the car and fix it. You know, people like that. My grandfather couldn't read, but he was a mathematical genius. And he knew the geometry and all that shit by mind. And he used to build these mansions for these white people. That's how my grandmother came, one of the richest women in the damn, in Mullet, South Carolina and shit. She was at least a thousand there. You see what I'm saying? But couldn't read. So that Jesus, so this man went in there and translated how it was a brother. And Champollion gets the credit for it. You see. But there's all types of stuff on this abnormal man. Numerology, astrology, geometry, which is a numerical system on the breakdown of the angelic system of the angelic beings as far as their numbers. It's called geometry. The whole system broken down on angels, but that system put together, when you put it all together, it's broken down in the angelic beings is comprised inside of the melody. Inside of the melody. The Goetian, Lefty of Solomon, that I talked about. The Goetian, Lefty of Solomon. All of a sudden, a mysterious Moorish manuscript. Which, the Lefty of Solomon, when they say left, they mean inner. Aleph is the greater key, which is astrology. The lesser, which is the most potent. These fields, it's all Moorish manuscripts, translated from Arabic by the Greg of Albert. It's all more science. There's 72 fields within the melody. The fields of Solomon. Saul, which means sun. Amun, which means hidden. It means black sun. Solomon. The temple of Solomon is the temple of the black man. Solomon and Amun-Ra is the same. Amun-Ra and Osiris, all that, the same thing, talking about the soul of black people. That's just the Hebrew version of it. These fields is what melanin is broken down from the library of Alexandria of the Egyptian system. And in these fields consist of 30 to 40 legions each field, and a legion is 10,000. So we're talking about 7 million 400,000 entities with inside of your own makeup of your spiritual body and inside of the devil. All this is Moorish manuscript. Comes out of Moorish. But even in this book, they say, well, where did this stuff come from? They say it originates out of the third eye, these fields, called Sitakash. Sit, which means black, sit, soot, Akash, which means black. Akashic records. You can hear the word Akashic records? That's melody. That's melody. Anytime you hear the book in the Bible where they say these records will be opened up, and they will have people's names will be in these seals of these records, and the ones whose name is not written in them books will be cast in the fiery furnace. In order for you to have your name written in the damn record, your ass got to have the record. And the record is nothing but melody. So if you don't have the fucking melody, you're cast in a fiery furnace. The fiery furnace or the fires of hell is the kundalini energy, which is the serpent energy that runs up your spinal cord. And if you don't have these records, which means if you don't have the pineal gland, your ass will burn up. Our God is an all-consuming fire. That fire is the Kundalini fire. And that fire will burn your ass up if you don't have the pineal gland in which the fire can synthesize the melanin with. All this is coming from the Lord. He's going into systems. All this is coming from the Lord. Still available. Not just, it's hard for cover, but the paperback is still available by McGregor Mather. All of that stuff is coming from the Lord. Still dealing with the clam now. I was breaking this shit down. Camelot in the lower stream is also America. This is the new lot of Egypt. And have the Egyptians in it. Can't be Europe, can't be Britain. Because the most Africans are in the Western Hemisphere, and that includes the Caribbean on into here, but the most advanced, like what people tell you, is the one that's right up under the belly of the beast, the empire. That's us. We're the ones that went through more of the alchemical process of forgetting who we are and dying. Even more so than the Caribbean. Because they still have a part of African culture left behind because they were part, because they were still a part of a tropical area. Mm-hmm. You see. Anybody, even the Caribbeans, bear witness that we are the most fucked up. But the most fucked up is the most advanced. Mm-hmm. We're the ones that's able to, we'll get into that when we get more into the aspect of that. The esoteric aspect. The movie Braveheart is dealing with the African origins of Scotland and how the British tried to breed the African aspect out of the Moors out in Braveheart. In Braveheart. Mm-hmm. He said if we can't fight them all, we'll breed them all. Well, I thought that they were white people all the same. They were talking about black people. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? They were talking about black people. Because of what they were actually talking about. So, the Moors set up America. You hear the Moors always talking about that. You know, on the back of your dollar bill, they say it sends them a balance, but it also could be $2 bills. It's this black president called Hanson. He talks about all of that. That the Moors talk about. You know, that the Moors talk about. All of this stuff, you know, it was so degraded or so horrible as far as the process of slavery. But then again, on the other hand, it was prophesied in the Bible, because up until World War II, the only people who fulfilled the prophecies of Solomon or the Book of Psalms of these people suffering was black people in America and the Caribbean and the great diaspora. Until a joint project with Hitler and the Jews, because Hitler was Jewish, and the head state of the Jews who would try to front their way into history. They set up the whole Holocaust thing and sacrificed part of their people to go into the Holocaust thing. You see what I'm saying? There wasn't no 6 million. No, most Jewish scholars will tell you it's only like 600,000. That's just a symbolic representation of their suffering. But anyway, they set up this whole Holocaust thing so that they can authentically set themselves up as being the Jews that will be persecuted. And so therefore that led to the state of Israel. That's all the plan of the Illuminati secret society, to make a historical Jew out of a non-historical Jew. And in order to do that, he had to suffer like the Book of Psalms. And up until the World War II, we were the only people that fulfilled that prophecy. And after World War II, most people think that they're the ones that suffer. Mm-hmm. And they created their suffering. There's a whole book called The Creation of Ancient Israel that shows how these crackers go through history to try to authenticate their particular history. Mm-hmm. And make up history just to make themselves the original Jews. Mm-hmm. The new book I call The Creation of Ancient Israel. Ancient Israel. I think that guy's name is Whiteman. I'm not sure. I got the thing. I'll find it in a few minutes. But before then, we were the ones that fulfilled this particular prophecy. Fulfilled this particular prophecy. Now, religious aspect of the Klan, it all starts from the secret society, which was set up partly with Albert Pike, which was the father of American masonry, was the greatest American masonry, buried back in Alexandria, Virginia. And he started for the southern jurisdiction of York Rite Freemasonry. York Rite or Scottish Rite, one of those. And Albert Pike, as a result of losing the Civil War, had to set up the Klan out of Scottish Rite Freemasonry as a police force to fight against Reconstruction. Along with Brene Brill and the ADL, which is what, Anti-Defamation League, which started, was a Confederate operation that started out of Charleston, South Carolina, the ADL, as Jewish slave code. And started the Anti-Defamation Nation League, as well as Brene Brill, in South Charleston, South Carolina, and later on connected with Albert Pike, and both of them headed up the Ku Klux Klan, which was a opposition branch to control newly formed Negroes coming out of slavery. As a law enforcement branch, which is the Order of the Police, called the same Klan organization. To get this, that particular part on the ADL is a book called The ADL of the Truth, which was sent to me graciously by Brother Adam Rye. You still have for me? A
lot of them, yeah.
Yeah. So you can get this book, ADL of the Truth, which is put out by the Jews, right? Which is put out by the it's put out by the Jews. You see what I'm saying? They deal with that particular Jewish part. And after they lost the Civil War, the Jews said, well, we must find a new way of slavery. They went into drug trade and opium, and later on went into crack and cocaine and all the stuff we have now. But all of this is a connection with Martin Luther King. I mean, not Martin Luther King, but an assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And half those particular ones that was part from the assassination was Masons, because they inducted the president at that time into Masonry, and he pardoned all the Masonic people, and the ones that got trained for like John Wilkes Booth was not a Mason. But it was a big conspiracy.
Now, one question. Why did the Pike and others want to form the Ku Klux Klan to keep black folks under control? Well, the black folks just did not say it. It wasn't loud meaning, right? So they were speaking and so forth. What was the big deal?
He must understand the Masonic side of it. The Masonic side is they understand the problem. They now became the custodians of all of this information. They understand that these people one day are going to rise up and come into their own and be this great nation within a nation. They understand the process. They study this around the clock. You see? So in order to do this, they got to retard our progress. Stay on top of it. Including Thomas Jefferson in his book, Notes on America. And he only wrote one book, so whatever it is. Notes on America. Notes on Virginia. He said that these particular people, black people, were either have to ship them out of the country, deport them back to Africa, or we have to exterminate them. People see in this book, the Nephilim, they say that most of the history is recorded by individuals. So most people think that he said that, the people who would beat him. They didn't understand that he was speaking on behalf of his Masonic Lodge. And this is policy of the Lodge that he is saying. So when he said that black people would either have to be shipped back to Africa or exterminated, he was talking on the behalf of the Lodge that he was a part of. That same Southern jurisdiction, Freemasonry, in 1993, one 33rd Freemason admits to Bill Cooper, who wrote a lot of books on the Masonic Illuminati conspiracy, that it is always the contention, it was always the contention of the Masonic society who basically run the country to always put black in slavery after a short period of time. So the same thing when Dr. Thomas Jefferson said we would have to either ship them back to Africa or exterminate them is a part of the Masonic tradition. You see, by them knowing prophecy, and by them understanding that we are their enemies, and by us never failing to understand that we have a fucking enemy. And whenever he's nice to us and we get along, it's still a master-slave relationship. So of course white people treat us all right now, overtly, because they own every damn thing. Shit, if you own the world, you can afford to give up some damn slack. So ain't no shit about us equal. And it's a master slave relationship. We ain't got a pot to piss in, a bed to shove it under, or a window to throw it out of. You know what I'm saying? Sick and tired of being sick and tired. And yet we be equal. So of course they can say we all everybody and we all one damn people. Fuck you on the whole damn planet. It's always a master slave relationship whenever they say we are at peace. See, let's flip the damn script, and you will have that same old crap, which he still is now. He just updated his racism because he's more in charge now. You see? And he could not be a technical slave master with the old outmoded weight, which we'll get into in a few minutes. Now, what happened was this. In Reconstruction, first of all, the plan is an advanced secret society that has its roots all the way back to the Moorish saints. The setup, the actual outfit, you'll see the same outfit in a picture in the Richard Noon's book. I love this example. You will see a ceremony going on in the pyramids, and they got on the same white outfit and cone-shaped heads, which is also the pyramid. The Pope has a form of that hat, which is also the Osirian thing. All of that. The Pope has on the same white robe and outfit. You see? So this is some real deal stuff. You'll find that that becomes Egyptian in art. Just like the word Aryan, the original Aryans were black people. In that Aryan nation, the original Aryans were a Hindu crew of people which were black people. And the Indo-Europeans came in and later on started calling themselves Aryans. But the original Aryans was an Indian people, black people. Later they sent off of the Dravidians.
Yeah, and the Europeans killed them off.
Right. Took their name.
Bobby, you were talking about the pyramids and that
yes.
Symbol that they were. But do you know anything about the Europeans gathering, the Illuminati, doing a ceremony, a ritual around the pyramids?
Yes.
And
they're supposed to do all of that, but it's just a ceremony. I mean, they don't have the power to change nothing no more than just basically trying to keep this imperialism going. But as far as any type of spiritual stuff, it's not going to do anything. We are in control now, we just don't know it. You know, we'll get into that also too. Because that's just another one of their rituals that they are constantly engaged in. You see what I'm saying also too. So now, this Klan organization is a very advanced organization. That's the problem we got now. So we think of the Klan, you think of a bunch of rednecks riding around on horses. So when we say that the whole country is run by the same elite group of people, you can't conceive of it. And let me show you how that came about. This very advanced spinoff of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, headed by Albert Pike. At a certain time, during the time of Reconstruction, to counter Reconstruction and black people getting a little bit of stuff and, you know, all the stuff they had, they had to make an open door policy to get more of the riffraff in, or the grassroots redneck in, because they would be the ones that would ultimately police Negroes. So this advanced secret society, elite secret society, opened up an open door policy to get more of the average citizen, like the National Guard, into the Klan, into this secret society, because that would be the strong arm based on the more amount of people, most amount of people they had, by a number, sheer number, to police Negroes and to keep this Jim Crow subservient state going up until 1960. And to keep a certain fear by lynching, killing, mob, and all that stuff as a form of no more than law enforcement. And the same law enforcement that is set up in the country is based off the Young White Scottish White Klan. Including when they looked up after the 1940s and noticed that they had an enormous migration of black people out in LA. Los Angeles, and didn't know how to train them. The United States government, from the all the same system, sent head members of the Ku Klux Klan to Los Angeles to show them and train them how to police large numbers of blacks. The LAPD, how to police large numbers of blacks, because this is what the northern part from fucking Florida New York was taught under the same system on how to keep black people down. You see what I'm saying? To keep black people down. Meanwhile, after they established an institution of neo-slavery, the Ku Klux Klan looked up in the 19th, too much of riffraff in this. We got too much redneck. And the integrity of the organization is being destroyed. So the head members of the Klan, or the secret society, used their police organizations of the Klan, the FBI, the CIA, which is all part of the same part. They used them to come in and clean off the lower echelons of the same clan. So in so many words, to clean up this act, the clan, the head members of the clan, declared war on the lower members. And as a result, they used the civil rights thing as a platform to say they're going to clean them off. Because the civil rights was started by the same clan.
So they wanted to change the image of the
clan. And basically from 1950s to the 1970s, they cleaned the clan up. Clean house. And the clan became neoconservative groups
and conservative groups that filtered into the two parties, Democrat and Republican. Mm-hmm. And their chief dream was realized with the inauguration of Ronald Reagan in 1980 as the ultimate Klan member. But in order to bring that together, they even inaugurated Jimmy Carter as a part of the same fucking system. But Negroes are so ignorant that they think that Democrat and Republican is the same, is different system on the side of black people. And they don't understand that they are being pimped and screwed up behind by the same Klan organization. And now you don't find a Democrat that will take a liberal. See what I'm saying? Now, why is this? Give us some information on why they have to do this. Number one, how is it that we can have these people? We got hippies. We got the whole country. Liberals. Turning against the government in the late 60s. By the 1980s, 10 years later, a known racist Ronald Reagan wins by a landslide. Mm-hmm. That is because the American white public got in on what was in store for them. And it was a deal that they could not refuse. And the deal was, if you bite the bullet in the 1980s, and we trim the fat based on government spending, we can take this money and funnel all this money into a pool of money that if you are a white citizen, you will get paid a stipend of $30,000 to $40,000 a year just by being a white citizen. And black people won't even know about it because it will be added into your bank account. Now, as a result, when they have all these homeless white people, then all of a sudden they just disappeared and they were still homeless. They trimmed the fat. They had to get the system right. Now, white people secretively get 30, 40, 50,000 dollars. In their bank account, just by being an American citizen. And you don't know what's going on because it's added in their money. So you wouldn't know, they don't get a check, it's already in the bank account. Number one, they gotta pay tax. Number two, you say, how could this be done? Well, motherfucker, you paying for the shit. Black people pay taxes, we pay taxes now for them being citizens, so that's not another form of neo-slavery. Plus, all of your banks, you think all these banks, these old skyscrapers downtown making this money, you think, well, where all that money going? They get a tax break, and they put our money into this pool also.
So Bobby, how can it possibly be some white folks, or people would know about, some black folks would know about this, and it would be kind of public knowledge. I mean, how is it,
you gotta realize one day. Hell, there are things now that we didn't know about with white people for hundreds of years, and we just not finding out about them. Number one, if they tell, they get cut off. Huh? How the hell am I going to get a Bavarian and tell somebody about this stuff, and I'm going to get cut off $40,000? Money talks and bullshit walks. Number two, they would end up being killed by saying this particular information. And number three, number one, you cannot be married to a black person. Number two, we're not talking about every little redneck crap that you're talking about here. There's structure. There's elite structure. Okay. They don't see, you don't realize about them when they are classes. They don't give a damn about some old redneck crap that they can't trace their history back to the mainland. Europe. They call them the damn laggards. Degenerates. The vermin. You see? So, not all the crowd get it, but the great majority of white people that you see that smoke can out here on a level, and you can't understand how you can't get on top of guilty coming knocking you in the ass every damn week. Yeah. It's because they get a stipend. And they did it all because they cleaned the house. So then all of a sudden, all these affirmative action programs and these entitlement programs got to be cut down because that means they can't pay you and they get the money. First, you got to realize this. We always say, see, this is the thing about our education. Our education always tells us, and it's the same thing with white people. The more educated we are, the more it tells us that they can't do that. We always try to intellectualize how something can't be done. Mm-hmm. And we don't even understand our history alone is a history of conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? They're doing the fuck they want to do. Remember, if it don't come on NBC, ABC, or CBS Nightly News, it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. They tell you that in the movie, what's that movie with Nicole Kidman? To Die For. She said, you know, this is your ass, they don't see. So if it don't come on the Nightly News, if the white man says it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. Every person in this country knows. I have pondered the thought that AIDS was created, but because the white man ain't said it on the news, most people still think it's a damn disease. Mm-hmm. Some people even think it's a disease given by God. See where I'm coming from? most black people, which we are real punk type people, we've become really a degenerate species of, if you want to say punkified people, we are really, really the wimps.
Yeah.
Most black people know that the government put drugs in the community.
Hey, Scotty, let's cut it here.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today's show was about the Klan, the Moors, and the Secret Society. I posted Bobby Hemmett's the KKK, the Moors, and Secret Society inside of Tando Radio. Was a lot of information. It was, for a lot of people, probably shocking, but nothing new to those of you that have been awake for a while. So there is some real discussion that we need to have, because there is some real evidence to substantiate and validate it, not only from a standpoint of historically, but also scientifically. And, you know, one of the things with alchemy is that you take something else and you make it into something else. Totally, totally, you know, so it's the whole hidden art in science of alchemy that has been, without a doubt, have been mastered by the Moors and have been hidden and suppressed from the general population, and particularly people in within our community, for the very reasons that were laid out here by Bobby. So, like him or not, the truth speaks for itself. And most of us, as he said, if it doesn't come on the Cerebrally Naive Network, then it ain't true. And that's because they control it. And Casey always said that the people will believe what we tell them. That's how we know that we've won the whole war and will continue to win. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. What was your thought? Give us a call. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61 if you'd like to get in on it. And we have some callers that are in queue. We'll definitely like to jump in there and get to these callers. With some people that were listening to the show and they dropped off, and you know, I kind of laugh because sometimes, you know, some things are just too raw for them and too, you know, but this is a time and period in life where the truth has to be spoken, and it will always stand for itself, regardless of who's telling it or what their version is. If there are some truths that need to be subjectively vetted And the thing with that is that they won't allow you to do it because you will be a threat to them. But it's just so much in there that we need to talk about. We'd love to have the conversation with you in a dialogue. Give us a call. The number is 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. And just hit *61. We'll bring you up. We're going to go to a caller that's in queue now. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where you calling from?
Peace, peace. How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, brother Braggs? How you feeling?
All right, man. I'm good.
Good.
You know I love that, didn't you?
Oh, come on, man. Well, let me tell everyone. Brother Braggs and I were talking this morning, and brother Braggs says, Dave, you need to check out Bobby Hemmett, some of his stuff. And I said, okay, cool. I'm going to check it out. And we were talking about this very, very same subject. And I, you know, definitely had to put it on. So I appreciate and thank you, Brother Bragg, for all that you bring to Tando Radio Show and all that you all that you contribute to it all. So, man, talk to me, Brother Bragg.
Hey, remember this, man. We just was planting seeds.
That's it.
Hey, on so many points, man, if you were really listening to what he's saying, man, everything that we stand on comes from these brothers here. Talking about all the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding, the sciences, alchemic, everything. Language, everything. Here in North America, I call this the United States of Africa. Because that's what you're standing on. Because in my head, I see Africa as America. That I see him, the invasion of these pilgrims. Pilgrims are strangers, outsiders. Before these pilgrims came on this land, these people had a federation that connected from Africa to India to Mexico to India to the Pacific Islands. You hear what I'm saying?
China, yeah, everywhere.
Don't forget China. Don't forget the Asia. But we'll get back to Asia because Asia becomes a big part because Asia ends up being part of the conquering horde.
Yep.
I hate to say it like that, but it's right. True. And there's many things as when you start looking at the story of the Moors, it's so fascinating because you got many things that are interplay. But the biggest part of the interplay is this. These brothers came out of nowhere with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to a bunch of people that were living in the homes. Couldn't read or write. They didn't have a leader. They may have had two leaders in the whole of Europe that could read at that time. So you understand, you got to understand the impact of these brothers. They came through there, they brought the light of the world to Europe. Without them brothers interfering in Europe's behalf, Europe might have died all the way out. We wouldn't have had a problem here on this part of the world with these people. Or all over the world where they came. Because see, once the Moorish nation was subdued, betrayed, I don't know, because they really won't say other than they surrendered at Granada. That's how they write it. But it was a peaceful surrender. It wasn't like it was bloodshed that day. Because I guess they didn't want to hurt the places that they built because the place is so beautiful. As a matter of fact, you can't find anything to rival what those brothers did in Spain anywhere else in Europe. They got nothing that rivals that.
No, nothing at all.
To this day.
Or in Italy. And you know what I think, Brother Rags, what happened was that, see, the art of war is a ancient teaching, and it's an ancient art. And the Moors absolutely perfected it. They give the appearance that they've gone away, but they never have. They never, ever have. And like you said, and you were chronicalizing, from the Olmecs down in Mexico through all through America, which is known
to the
as
Mayans, the Mayans.
Peruvian, then they had to, right. Then they had to do what? Establish the new world.
It wasn't a new world. It was a new world to the Europeans. Remember, the Europeans were landlocked. It was a new world to them. It was an old world to the copper-colored people of America who look like you and me. And the African who came from Africa, we are the children of Africa, who are also children of America. So this is the United States of Africa, because our people were here, there, and everywhere.
Right. And
that's why when they went through the wars, they started going from right from the point that they overthrew the Moors. And this is what you're going to also find. Whenever you see they expel the Moors, they also say the Jews. Now, some places don't even say the Moors. They say they expel the Jews. Now, at the same time, you got the same thing in England. The Queen of England expelled the Moors and the Jews at the same time. And you're going to find some things that are very intriguing to me. These same Jews that were there with us in good times betrayed us. Every time we get knocked out, these Jews is right there. They betrayed us. They sold us out.
Yeah, because they're not the original Jews.
These are converts from Spain. These are right. See, you got to remember this too. I should have said this. When the Moors took over, which was 6,700 African black Moors who had just converted with Tariq, it just converted to Islam. Then you got 300 Tawny Moors, which are a Mediterranean blend, white boy, light skin, white boy Moors. Say it like it is. I'm trying to be correct for the radio, but say it like it is. White boy Moors. And this is going to end up being the thing, that the big schism that comes between the Moors. Because you got the Tawny Moors, and then you got the Sufi Moors. And this schism right now lasts to the day that I'm talking about. Because once they were in control, then you had a clash of culture. I guess they dominated the white European culture, but you got these white Arab Moors, whatever you want to call them, with them. But they wasn't the main force. They're not the ones that came with that philosophy. These brothers who ran through there and subdued these people, who they still talk about today. When you see them folks over there in Europe painting their face black and ridiculed, they're actually trying to act like Moors. They don't know how insulting it is, but I guess they think, I don't really, because you can't understand how people do things culturally. You know, you got to understand the culture to understand why they're doing what they do.
Right. And you know, brother, right, really, what's really so important about this whole thing is that some of the artifacts that have been stolen or taken or hidden from the archaeologists that would hand it over to the government hands, so that one thing that the government will always, always have a strong hold on and make sure that they have a presence for is any dig that is going on, and then any form of relic that is ancient relic that is ever found, they seize it immediately. Because
don't you know,
it
in
is
the Grand
the
Canyon,
suppressing,
they found
the suppressing
the
of
Canyon.
The truth that is so, so important. And we have artifacts from Africa as far as toys being the cheetah, being the elephant, and the elephant is only indigenous to the continent in which it resides in now. There's some in India, and then most of them are in Africa, but they aren't anywhere else in the world. They have to be transported there. And
but
those were indications
the brothers
that
those brothers brought those elephants from Africa to India.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
they brought them.
They brought lions over there too. Now,
exactly.
Lions were only found on the continent. These brothers was moving. Just remember this. The brother took elephants over the Alps, over the mountains going down into France, into Italy. Hannibal, he took elephants. Now, you think about this. They had a king to come out of Egypt who took elephants and brought them over here to Mexico. They got pictures of animals in Mexico that don't belong in Mexico. I don't know if you know, they got caves that's closed up in the Grand Canyon because they went through there and they found Isis, pharaohs, they found mummies, they found artifacts. You can't even go walk around there and look in caves no more, bro.
No.
And the more they dig, the more they find us. And you're going to have to look. If you start looking up more of science, you're going to find out more of science is the basis for most things. More of science is Freemasonry. That's what more of science is.
If you
start looking at more of science, you're going to start finding out all kinds of things. Look, you got to remember this, too. This is my hypothesis. I read this. But I got to find a book. I was looking for the book today because I wanted to read some. I couldn't find a book. I read somewhere that these Moors got ran out of Egypt at threat of death for their lives, so they ran into Africa. Went into Africa with their scientists, because this was the thing. When these boys, these Europeans overtake these brothers, when they talk about the Holy Grail and all these things they're talking about, the Renaissance and all, we're talking about the confiscation the co-opting of massive amounts of information, game-changing information that structured the world right now as we know it, that if they hadn't interfered in this information that these brothers were compiling, the world might be 600-700 years more advanced than it is right now, because the people who took over the information couldn't take it any further because they're not melanated. These brothers had hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of years to study the Earth, the gravitational pull, the cycles of the moon, the stars, how stars are born, how does a seed come out the ground, how does the dung beetle roll regenerate itself in the dung, you know, things like this. So when they start showing you all these different attributes of netters, different qualities of things, because the Egyptians and Indian gods, it's really different. It's a spiritual thing that you gotta hit in order to understand it, to move with it. And that's being connected to this planet. These brothers were in tune all the way. I'm talking about metaphysically in tune.
Right. Right. And see, and Brother Bragg, that's so important, because that is the truth, is the spiritual side and the spirituality that was such a threat. And you know, when we look at from the standpoint of the Moors and how they've had big influence in everything in establishing this country. And not only that, the establishment of Britain, the establishment of all of these, you know, countries that are in perceived positions of power today. And if you know the history of Albert Pike, and you can see his influence throughout the United States. And how it
he
had.
He was a straight racist, because you know what?
He was a straight statement.
On him too.
Right, he
was
a straight
racist.
Statement. Right, and
he couldn't be a Mason. He refused to be a Mason with black men. Now you got to remember this too, because this is another thing that's going to blow you away. There actually was a whole bunch of free blacks who were from this country, indigenous, I'm saying.
Right.
Who owned blacks just like the white man. Matter of fact, blacks, if you really do your research, you're going to find out they owned just as many slaves as more slaves, and there was less than them as white people. And only seven southern states had slaves. Most of the northern states, they had slaves, but they was kind of undercover. Because they used slave labor. You got to remember that.
If you look at our society now, you know, you shouldn't be so surprised, because so many within our culture now act as slave owners in treating of the people. This is all a spiritual. This has everything to do with your spirituality. This has everything to do with your harmonic frequency, you know? And this is why, you know, if you look at the Constitution, they are strictly written as a doctrine of enslavement to maintain the paradigm, because we have not progressed in technology, like you said, Brother Bragg. We actually have regressed. I mean, tremendously, we've had a regression in technology.
You remember this too. When those Moors went into Spain, they did a couple of things. They came to Spain and they enlightened them cats. They opened up universities to make people learn, because ignorance is dangerous. Remember that I said that, because people don't really get it. An ignorant mind is a dangerous mind. The more you enlighten a mind, the better that mind is, and the less problems you're going to have with an enlightened mind.
Exactly. Hold on, Brother Braggs. We got to get ready to get out of here. We got one caller that's in, but we're definitely going to do another show on this, because we have to have an expansion of it. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Brother Davis.
Yes, it is, man. Hey, listen, the book I'm going to get is called Negroes, Blacks, and Moors. It's written by the noble Drew Ali. It's a powerful book on Moors science in America. My wife said she'll take a picture of it and put it on Tando.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry. And another thing I wanted to add, too, was the fact that we are moving along those spiritual corridors and what we're opening up to people now. So, brother, I'm going to tell you, hang on for your ride, because those of you who have an idea of the power of the Moors, this is exactly the direction we're trying to tap into. Y'all be blessed. I'll get in the back.
No, hey, but hold on one second. Brother Davis, this actually mirrors and works hand in hand with a show that we're going to have with you. Just let everyone know what that show is and when we're going to have that. Just give them an idea of what that show is that we're going to have.
Okay, the show basically is called Building Self. Now, the reason why Building Self is because every exercise that I give you, if you practice it, you will expand. As you expand, other things will be exposed to you. There's an old saying that you attract those things that are like-minded. Well, we're going to elevate your mind. You're going to attract a lot of things, and a lot of the things that you're going to attract has to do with your the destiny of your genealogy. So it's definitely something that you want to get involved in to become greater identifiable with not just who you are and your nature, but the melanated gifts that have never been exposed to you will possibly be open to you according to your level of development. I hope you caught all of that.
Okay, so thank you so much, Brother Davis. Hey, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Just want to, Brother Braggs, thank you. We're going to have another show on this in the very near future because we have to. It's so much that, you know, this is just the beginning, and the opportunities that are going to come from this is so true. The Brother Braggs said something that was so true this morning, and Brother Davis has echoed it, and we have all thought it. The New World Order has everything to do with us.
Yep.
Establishing it all. And that's what needs to happen. So, everyone, I just want to say thank you all for listening. Much love and much respect. And remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure you be a blessing. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Be who the great creator intended you to be. The great, great creator of all. Much love and much respect. Talk to you soon.
Girl, you are rich. Even with nothing, you know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.